Hi, I'm Jared and I'm part of the Startup School team. I'm really excited to be kicking off the Entrepreneur on the Grow podcast series, but I'm even more excited to share my musings on a topic affecting many entrepreneurs today, and that's entrepreneurial burnout. You're probably wondering how this differs from any other kind of burnout. Well, I believe that entrepreneurs are affected differently and in some ways far more acutely. Consider the number of studies exploring the negative impact of burnout on employees. We're talking increased absenteeism, plummeting job satisfaction, and high staff turnover. Now, consider yourself. You're no stranger to exhaustion. In fact, since you've embarked on your startup journey, you've probably worked longer hours than you thought possible, tackled way more challenges than you ever knew you could. But, baggy-eyed and yawning, you keep at it. You keep investing your heart and soul into a business that's based on more than a job title or just a paycheck. It's a business fueled by passion, and that passion is what keeps you going. So you don't become less satisfied, you don't stay absent from work, and you definitely don't quit. Those just aren't options for you. But you could start to feel isolated and depressed. You might even experience something as drastic as heart disease or chronic anxiety. And if you aren't mentally and physically healthy, your passion is bound to take a knock. If you don't make time for your friends and family, your relationships are bound to take a knock. And without the clarity of mind to make sound decisions, solve problems, and be innovative, your business will suffer just as much as you. Now, earlier I mentioned that I believe entrepreneurs experience burnout differently, and in many ways more acutely than, you know, regular employees. Maybe it's time I mention that there's quite a lot of evidence to prove this. One of the studies we found from Georgia State University said that entrepreneurs are in fact at higher risk of burnout because they tend to be extremely passionate about work. They're more socially isolated, they have limited safety nets, and of course, they're operating within a high realm of uncertainty. In other words, as an entrepreneur, you're drinking a dangerous cocktail of long hours, isolation, and uncertainty that's bound to leave you feeling somewhat stressed and anxious. The part that I probably find most interesting, though, is that passion has quite a dark side. Yeah, passion can be pretty bad for you and your business. Now, I'm obviously not talking about just any kind of passion. Harmonious passion is when your job or business is an important part of who you are. And while you're happy to work extra hard and immerse yourself in your growing startup, you still make time for breaks and life without feeling guilty or uncomfortable about it. This is what I'm saying is good passion. It's the kind of passion that drives your business forward without driving your health down. Again, I'm not just saying this. Research from Harvard found that entrepreneurs with harmonious passion are less likely to experience burnout. So what's this bad kind of passion then? Well, it's passion that's obsessive, passion that's based solely on money and status. I'm talking about passion that's got no purpose, passion without purpose. You'll know you're obsessively passionate if you feel frustrated at the number of hours you work, emotionally drained, always tired, irritable, unfulfilled. This kind of passion is damaging you because it leads to burnout, which means it's also damaging to the success of your business. This kind of passion is a passion you really don't want. Of course, there's no one right way to avoid entrepreneurial burnout or to find your harmonious passion. But here's what works for me. I try to start every day with 30 minutes of non-work related activity. So instead of jumping into the car and heading straight to the office or catching that Uber to my first client, or opening my laptop at home, I try to spend half an hour reading a book, something probably easy to read, something that's different to my normal reading that I'll be doing during the day for work. Or perhaps you want to listen to a podcast or watch some TV, your favorite series, maybe go to gym, or maybe even calling that Aunt Hilda, just something that makes you happy. I find that this helps me clear my mind, and it allows me to start my work with a fresh perspective. Next, what's important to me is finding simple and affordable ways to work smartly. This includes a daily list of tasks. I rank this in order of urgency, and that helps me to prioritize my day. But also, tools and resources are readily available and easy to find. I like to use tools that are good at delegating tasks, and I'm able to use them to communicate effectively with my team members. We use Slack and Trello for this, but there are a number of options out there, and most of them are open source. Then I control my automatic inclination to respond to emails as they come in by setting aside dedicated time for emails after each task I complete. This way, when I'm working on a task, I'm only working on that task. My emails are closed, my phone's out of sight, and there's no notifications to distract me. This way, my train of thought is never interrupted, and I can get tasks completed quicker and way more efficiently. I always like to end off my day with another 30 minutes of a non-work-related activity. I like to spend this time chatting to my wife, but you could do anything that you enjoy, as long as it's not work. And finally, although I haven't quite gotten the 4-day work week right, I always take off at least one day in a week. No laptops, no emails, no meetings. Just me living my best life. If you find it tough to start making time for anything other than work, try making yourself an offer you can't refuse. Maybe it's a book you've been itching to read, or a movie you so badly want to watch, or perhaps that restaurant with a menu you've been drooling over for the last few weeks. Then do something crazy, you know, like actually buy the book, book your movie ticket, or invite your friend for that dinner at that restaurant. If you have a great experience, it'll be easier to take a break from work the next time around. Anyway, that's it from me today. As I mentioned, the way that each of you copes with the stresses and pressures of entrepreneurship will be unique and personal. So I'd love to hear the strategies and daily practices that are working for you in the comments below. Please do share so that others in the entrepreneurial community can benefit from your practices too. And finally, let's not forget that as tough as it is, nothing quite compares to the liberating, empowering, and fulfilling experience of a business built on passion, your passion. And as Madiba once said, there is no passion to be found in playing small, in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living.